Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Siddur Olat Raya. Shalom Aran Arav, Zechel Tzadik, for Kadosh Levracha, the Schut. Chana Liba Bas Nechagitel, and Adina Basheva Bas Nechagitel, the Shana Bas Nechagitel, Baruch Batal Chaseidayim, Rav Rami Yosef Ben Chana, Rav Shai Ben Leia, and Gabriela Adina Bas Shalom Schana, Kuz Victoria Bas Tila Ravida, Leidishmas, our sister Basav Shmuel. We learning Mode Ani. So we have the Mode, thanking, admitting, starting the day off. Best word to start the day off with is thank you. Admitting that we wouldn't be able to exist without Hashem. Ani, first after the Mode, then. That there's room for an ani, small as we are, but God created us to appreciate Him. All of His chasadim, so that leaves room for the ani, fanecha, realizing you're in front of God, melech, this tremendous malchus, indescribable, incomparable to anything else. He's chai. It's always flowing with new life, always giving new life to the world. And Kayam doesn't change. Shechazarta, you returned. This is all just in a word, obviously. Learned it inside. It would take a lot longer, just summarizing. Shechazarta, you gave us back the neshama, meaning it's the same neshama. I don't think you're getting a different neshama today than you had yesterday. It's the same neshama. So you're going to have the same character today you did yesterday, hopefully. Be a little bit better. B is an, our atzmius, it's in me, that remains with us even when we're sleeping. Now you return the neshama, but the B, my atzmius, my physical self, is the same when I was sleeping. Just now God's returning my soul, and obviously my soul never completely left me, then I would be alive, but to a certain extent. So that B always remains, and you're returning the neshama to that, the same neshama, nishmasi, my special neshama. You have to wake up in the morning and remember that your neshama is like no one else's. And appreciate that, appreciate your unique talents, abilities, characters, qualities, life story, etc. Chemla. There's this divine chemla. So the Midah of Chemla, the divine Chemla, is Mashpia, the quality of Chemla, of mercy on the soul, that has mercy on the body, that's just lying there, like dead, without life. And with this Chemla, it brings the life back into the person, to the soul, into the body. And Rabbi Munasecha. Umer Rav, what does it mean? Rabbi Munasecha, great is your faith. Whose faith? And when Elohit, he achokeket et atafkidim shel kol kochot havaya. What does it mean Hashem has a Munah? It means that He legislates purpose for all the powers of creation. They should do their avoda with all their strength and effort, energy. With all the power of existence and victory. The tremendous power of the light of the godly faith, trust, will shine on them. And so be Adam tochanim v'inyanim etukanim omdim al mechonam. Ulevakel lafsid et tzuratam ve'erkam. כדי להוציא על ידי קלקול זה ערכים יותר נפלים בחידוש פעם, בחידוש פנים, לילוי לשבח. So this emuna of Hashem is that what gives all the kochos their tafkid, and it gives them all of creation, various matters that are fixed, that are proper, that are correct, that should remain, and then also to destroy Like, what is an artist? An oman. And then that's what an artist does. You have to break something. You have different, let's say, metal or gold or silver, whatever it is. And you're making some type of tzura. Sometimes you have to break it, then recreate something more beautiful. And that's the rabbi mun hasecha. Even when there's a kilkul in the bria, so from that kilkul comes things that are even greater. For example, emunat zeh seder zara'im shemamim b'chay olamim v'zoreh. You trust the chay olam. It's called seder zara'im. Pasuk calls it emunas, according to the Gemara. Emunas in the pasuk ve'emunas itecha chos nishurot chokh madas yiras shem yotzara. So this emunah is seder zara'im. What do? You take a seed, you put it in the ground. In the ground, the seed rots. And then new, beautiful things come from that. So through this kilkul, you have more beautiful growths. From what branches off from this great faith that God is in all of creation. In all of creation, God puts His, gave them all tasks. He gave them all abilities. Right? You have every different creatures. Have different capacities, different purposes, and that's all done by the great artist in the sky and on the earth. So the Because of Hashem's tremendous amunah in creation, again, amunah giving purpose to all of the powers of creation that they will be able to do their job. So God is the great artist in the sky, that the great enabler in the sky, the great artist enabler in the sky, we'll call him. Obviously, that's Machshavah Tfisa. We're talking about how we perceive him. Otherwise, we can't talk about Elokus itself, as Maran Rav talks about elsewhere. So, this great Naam in Hashem, in his Emunah, that he has in Emunah, Rav Emunasecha, the great Emunah that he has in creation, that includes all the universe, is revealed, the splendor of the power that gives life and production that encourages and makes novel in any content from which comes out this consciousness of life after death has already spread its darkness over it. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his emunah is mechayeh things that seem like they're dead. The dor v'dor emunascha. What God, you have a moon in every generation. What do you have a moon in every generation? Even though the generation seems like it's going, so God is machaya new life to the next generation, the door of a door. You're a muna. You're giving a task, giving life to each generation is something consistent. You establish the earth and it stands. And with this great emunah, in the light of its clarity, comes the nishmas chayim to a person when he wakes up. After its sleep, which is 1/60th of death, now again, the guy's out, 1/60th of death. He's just lying there, like a log. ויחד עם כל כוחות החיים והוויה המתעוררים אחרי גבלותם, כוח האמונה הלווית העליונה מיסוד אמונת אומן של חוכמת ודעת, אשר באמונת העיתות וכל מסיביהם ותמורותיהם. תעורר האדם מתרדמתו וצלרי המוות של השינה לאורך החיים המהירים, ומתאחד בקדושת האמונה הקדושה, בחדוות ולא המתמלאת עוד קודש. So you have all of the powers of life, existence, that a Mis'ara that wake up after they seem like they've worn out, like for example, the seed that you put in the ground, and other things, it seems like they don't have life anymore. It seems like vegetation. You look in the winter, and it doesn't seem like things are going so well. And then comes the spring and things are sprouting again. God gives life to vegetation. And that comes because of the power of the light of Emunah, this divine Emunah, which is founded on the Emunah Soman Chochma V'Das, Shev Emunah Se'itos, the faith in the different seasons and all the different changes. In other words, God's with us in all the changes. And he puts his Emunah on us and gives us our task. And also this person wakes up from his tardema, from his sleep. He was in the shadow of death. And now God gives him the light of life that shines. And that unites with the holiest of the Emunah Kedosha. And the Rav concludes with the Pasuk, Isaiah 25a, 25:1. Hashem Elokai Ata, Romimcha Ode Hashemecha, Shemcha, Kesisapele, Hashem, my Lord, you are, I'll exalt you, I'll thank your name, you did wonder. Eitzos Me Rachok, Emuna Omen. What does that mean? It means it's the Farshim say that you gave Eitzes from the past. Miyam Kadmonim, you gave Eitzes, and you were faithful. You did what you said you were going to do. Even the counsels of old in faithfulness and truth, you fulfilled them. Your ideas, your words are ne'aman, they're faithful. Today we say, ani ma'amin ve'emunah shleim on this and that. That's a later development in the word emunah. The word emunah in Tanakh means to be faithful, generally. But the idea of ani ma'amin b'shem, I looked in the Concordancia, I didn't see one case where there's such a connotation when using the word emunah. Also here, when it says Rabbah Munasecha, obviously, God doesn't believe. Who's God believing in? Rabbah Munasecha here means, according to the Rav, that your Amun is great. That you're being an Oman, being a craftsman, an artist, giving all of the everything its purpose, and then giving it new life. Hashem is faithful in that way. That again and again, he can be trusted. That he gives life to the world. Even things that look dead. Like for example, our sleeping bodies. So, that's the Rabbah Munasecha. Your faith is great. Your trust is great. Your artistry is great. You give new life. That's really what an artist does, right? An artist like puts life into dead things. You just have some, some clay, and then he gives it more life, makes it into a beautiful form. And Kadosh Baruch Hu also is an artist who takes this dead body and he gives it life. Ain't sur ke lokeinu, ain't sayar ke lokeinu, Chazal say. There's no rack like God, that says Chana said. As I'll say, there's no artist. Hashem is such a great artist that most artists, they make a picture and there's no soul in the picture. But God makes a picture of us and he puts his soul in it. It's Midashon Uman, it's artistry, and also Midashon Ne'amanus, that he can be faithful, he's trustworthy. Dor v'dorim munasecha, every generation, your trust, your faith. You can be trusted in every generation. Person wakes up to this great light and he unites himself with the holiness of Hashem's Emunah, with Hashem's trust in us and with Hashem's artistry in us. And that's the Eitzes Merachok, what you thought to do a long time ago, Emunah, Emunah Omen. You were trustworthy to do so. So. You wake up first thing in the morning, you remind yourself, yeah, B'chemla. God wakes you up with mercy and Rabba Munasecha. You really trust him to do his job. Give me my tafkin and give me my life to do my tafkin. Okay. I hope that I understood that properly. And in any event, it's a schus to learn this beautiful Torah. And we should be zocha to continue Mirtz Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.